Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Yudalit Sif Aleph, as well as Reish Tes Vav Sif Aleph. We're going to talk about the proper text of a bracha and saying Amen after one's own bracha. So the Mechaber says in Reish Yudalit, Kol bracha she'in ba hazkara Hashemu Malchus, eino bracha, any bracha that does not mention the name of Hashem and the kingship of Hashem is not a bracha. Ve'imdileg she'imu Malchus, if one omitted either the name of Hashem or the kingship of Hashem, Yachzor v'yivarech, he needs to make the bracha again. V'afilu lo dileg elatevas ha'olam levad, tzarech lachzor levarech, even if he omitted only the word ha'olam, he needs to repeat the bracha, de melech levad eino malchus, because the word melech alone is not considered sufficient for kingship. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph, kol bracha, haynu birkas hanenu, bein birkas hanenu, bein birkas hamitzvos, bein bracha arukah sheyesh ba psicha v'chasima, bein she'in bo ela psicha belvad. This applies both to birkas hanenin and to birkas hamitzvos, and also to long brachos that have barach at the end, barach at the beginning and barach at the, and barach at the end, and also to short brachos that have only barach at the beginning, chutz mi bracha smucha l'chaverta. The only exception to this rule is a bracha that is juxtaposed to another bracha, derim shechas l'bracha akudemas l'al sheyesh b'tchilas ha'shemu malchus, where the second bracha flows from the first bracha, and the first bracha has shem u'malchus, and that carries over to the next bracha. Beis shemu malchus, v'had b'tfilah shmona esrei lo teknu malchus, that which in shmona esrei we don't have a mention of the kingship of Hashem in our brachos. Teret beis Yosef b'shem ha'rosh, the beis Yosef answers that in the name of the Rosh. The bracha rishona kivan de'izba hakel hagadol chashuv kamo malchus, in the first bracha of shmona esrei, since we say the words hakel hagadol, that's considered like referencing the kingship of Hashem. V'chulu basar de rishona greira, and all of the other brachos follow from the first bracha, v'ayin sham oteirutzim, the Beis Yosef has other answers, see over there. Gimel v'im dileg v'chulei, avalim dileg tevas ata, inu ma'akiv b'diyeved, if one omits the word ata, so then after the fact that would not be ma'akiv, he would still be yotzei. Dalid, hainu shalo omar klal azkara, if one does not mention the name of Hashem at all, he's not yotzei, avalim omar azkara achas, but if he did say one name of Hashem, kigon, ado, and then nai, o elokeinu yotza, if he says one name of Hashem, but not both, so he would be yotzei. Hey, yachzor v'yivarech, ha-machaber ma'ir le'inim psichas ha-bracha de'izba shemu malchus, v'hu adin le'inim bracha sheyash b'chasima, imdileg Hashem b'chasima, hava k'lo chasam klal. The machaber is talking about a case where the bracha opens with a baruch, where you say both shem u'malchus, and if you omit them, then you have to redo it, you have to repeat the bracha. The same would be true for a bracha at the end, that if you skipped over the name of Hashem at the end, so then it's as if you did not say the concluding bracha at all. Vav de melech levad v'chulei v'sefer, Evan ha'ozer cholik al zeh v'en b'ver alach ma'ashu kosavnu b'zeh. The Evan ha'ozer disagrees with that which the Shulchan Aruch writes, that melech alone is not sufficient. So the Evan ha'ozer believes that melech alone would be sufficient. Footnote number two, what other words are considered a reference to Malchus? So Shlomo Zalman says, Avinu HaGadol or Av HaOlam B'dieved would work for Malchus. Footnote number five, Mishnah Berurah and Reish Tes Yud Ches implies that just saying Hashem Yisbarach would not suffice for mentioning Shem Hashem in a bracha. Continuing now in Reish Tes Vav Sif Aleph. In Ona Amin Acher Brachosav Ela Acher Shtei Brachos HaYoser Shem Sof Brachos. One does not say Amin after his own brachos unless he says two or more concluding brachos. V'nagul Nanos Amin Acher Yehalelucha V'Acher Yishtabach. The custom is to say Amin after Yehalelucha and Yishtabach. So what's the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch over here? Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Rotza Lomer Acher Kol Bracha Miyuched Ashu Mevarich O Afilu Acher Shtei Brachos Kol She'inam Siyum Brachos. After a standalone bracha that one says, or even after two brachos, if they are not concluding brachos, one does not say amen after them. The isa of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, kol ha'ona amen achar brachosav harizem guna. Anybody who says amen after his own brachos is considered to be acting in an inappropriate way. So the Gemara implies that there's no strict prohibition to do so, rather it's just criticized. But that's true only if one did not interrupt. But if you make a berkas hamitzvah on a mitzvah that you're going to do, or you make a berkas hananin on some food that you're going to eat, and then you said amen between the bracha and the doing of the mitzvah, or the eating, asa iser b'zeh v'chozer mevarech, so then you have violated prohibition, you would have to make the bracha again. Beis, shem sof brachos. What's the case where you do say Amin after a bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch? Hainu achar berka shomer amo Yisrael o'ad, o achar haporei sukas v'chudei shomer b'shabes, after you say the bracha of shomer amo Yisrael o'ad, shu gmar berchas kriyashma, which is the concluding bracha of berchas kriyashma, o achar berkas bona Yerushalayim, shu gmar shalosh brachos yushon Hashem in Atzorah, or after bona Yerushalayim in benching, which is the concluding bracha of the three brachos d'arais and benching, v'lo achar brachos yushonos d'arvesu d'shachret, however, not after the first two brachos of berchos kriyashma in the morning and at night, she'af she'im shtei brachos, even though those are two brachos, halo einom besofo inyan. They are not concluding brachos. Amin lo shayach ala begemar v'silo ko inyan. Amin is relevant only after a bracha that concludes and ends a topic. Gimel achar yahalulucha v'chulei v'af agav de'in onin amin achar atzmo aladavka achar shtei brachos muchos, even though one says amin after his own brachos. Only if he says two juxtaposed brachos, mikomokom hani mikre smuchos. Nonetheless, yahalulucha and yishtayvach are considered juxtaposed. Why? The yahalulucha smucha le'abracha shalifnei halal, because yahalulucha is considered juxtaposed to the bracha before halal, v'yishtayvach smucha le'barasha omar, and yishtayvach is considered juxtaposed to barasha omar. How do we know? Doha asr lahafsuk lasiach bin barasha omar le'yishtayvach, u'me bracha shalifnei halal le'yahalulucha, because it's forbidden to interrupt and to speak between Baruch Sha'amar and Ishtabach and between the bracha before Halal and the bracha afterwards. Psukah de Zimra, Sha'omer b'neim, lo mikrei hefsek. Psukah de Zimra, between Baruch Sha'amar and Ishtabach is not considered an interruption. Masha'inkin, b'bracha achrona, sha'acha b'rechas anenin. However, when it comes to the bracha achrona after eating, afagav v'ikah gamkin, shtei brachos, even though there are two brachos, achas lefonah v'achas le'achareha, one bracha that you make before eating and one bracha that you make afterwards, kevin she'in lo achiza in bracha rishona, since it doesn't, it's not grouped together with the first bracha, shehare rashay lahafsiku ledaber binatiima shaacha bracha rishona, the bein bracha achrona, because one is permitted to interrupt and to speak between eating after the first bracha and making the bracha achrona. So then havya bracha achrona kebracha miyuchedas. Therefore, the bracha achrona is considered like a bracha on its own. It's not considered juxtaposed to the bracha rishona, and therefore one does not say amen after the bracha achrona. That's all according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, so if Sfaradim follow the Shulchan Aruch, should they say Amin after the brachos of the Haftorah, which are also a string of brachos? Footnote number 6, there's a machlokas haposkim. Berka Yosef says yes, however the Kafachayim is of the opinion that not. The Ramah now introduces the minhag of the Ashkenazim. V'yash omrim she'in onin amin rak achar berkas bona Yerushalayim beberkas hamazon. The Ramah quotes an opinion that we say amin only after bona Yerushalayim in benching. V'chein haminhag pashut bebedino se'ilu ve'in l'shanos. That is our minhag in Ashkenazim. We should not veer from it. U'vimekomo she'nagu lanos amin achar yahalulucha v'yishtabach yana gamkin achar berkas shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. In places where they say amin after yahalulucha yishtabach, so they should say so after Shomer Amo Yisrael O'ad as well. Explains to the Mishnah Brura in Dalid, Mepreshu Usuf Brachos Hemed Doraisa. Why do we say Amen after Bona Yerushalayim? Because it's the last of the Brachos Doraisa and benching. The Birkas Hatov Amitiv Havim Derabanan, because the fourth Brachos Hatov Amitiv is only Derabanan. Uchdila Haro Shechiluk Yashmaneim Lakachonim Achareha Amen. In order to demonstrate that there's a distinction between the first three and the fourth, so we say Amen in between. Hey, Shomer Amo, Aval in Onin Achar Yiru Einenu Shemavarch Biatzmo. However, one would not say Amin after Yiru Einenu, which is said on its own, Ki Hein Ashayach Lebirkas Kriyashma Vahavya Kebracham Yuchedas, because it's not really part of Birkos Kriyashma, and it's considered like its own bracha, so Amin is not said after it. What if one finishes a bracha together with the tzibur? So footnotes 1 and 3, Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that you can say Amen if you are after Kedei Dibor from your own bracha, but that's only as long as the majority of the Tzibor is still responding Amen to the bracha that the Tzibor said. However, if you conclude Yahalalucha or Yishtabach or Shomer Amo Yisrael O'ad, the three cases where the Shulchan Aruch says always to say Amen even after your own bracha, so then the Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph Sifkat and Gimel says that when you finish the bracha with the Tzibor, even Ashkenazim would say Amen, because you can rely on the shita of the Shulchan Aruch that you're saying Amen not only to the Tzibor's bracha, but you can also say Amen to your own bracha in that case. And therefore, if you were to finish those brachos together with the Tzibor, you could say Amen in response to the Tzibor, even though it looks like you're saying Amen after your own bracha, and Ashkenazim don't generally say Amen after their own brachos. Next time around, we'll continue in Simin Reish Tezvav. Have a wonderful day.